Hello and welcome to the very first sport podcast. I'm joined by Director of Sport, Clark McCallum. Clark, thank you for coming in.
Good afternoon.
Really looking forward to this because we've got loads and loads and loads of stuff going on this year regarding sport. But let's not talk about that straight off the bat. Let's talk about what's already happened regarding all the new facilities, because I notice there's a new building across the way, isn't there?
Yeah, we've been very, very lucky this summer. We've had some massive upgrades to our facilities. And that building you're talking about is the Dome. So the Dome has been in construction over the summer. And we've had a team working, our facilities team here have worked really, really hard in getting that over the line for us. And in there will be a state-of-the-art basketball court, volleyball court. And then we've also got a third room, which will be multi-purpose this year. And then we've got some exciting ideas of what that's going to be from next academic year.
Great. When exactly is that going to be in full operation?
After Golden Week. So the building's now complete and we're just doing some final checks, some risk assessments, and then that will be in full action after Golden Week.
Very nice. That's not all though. As I look out the window right now, I can see a lovely shiny new field as well.
Absolutely. So our AstroTurf got resurfaced as well over the summer alongside our now beautifully red running track, which our students are all already making the most of on there.
Well, we have these wonderful facilities. Let's talk about events, because I know there's loads of events coming up this year, and I know we've already had some as well, haven't we?
Yeah, we've hit the ground running this year, for sure. We had our trials the first couple of weeks back into the term. We've got over 300 individual students in our teams already this year. I'm really, really proud, to be honest, that nearly 50% of those are girls. Girls' sport is something that some schools, especially in Hangzhou, are finding hard. And we are blossoming in that area. We're really thriving. And like I say, nearly 50% of girls in that team. And we've also had our FEBACIA under 13 trials, which finished yesterday. So that squad was announced today. So that team will be going off to Thailand in March. So our training will start after Golden Week.
Very nice. Now, we've already had some results. Obviously, we've done trials for teams, but we've already been competing, haven't we? We're already competing in events.
Absolutely. So last week, our events really kicked off. We had our Hangzhou cross-country competition. We took gold in the under-19s with Simon Zhang from lower sixth. And Christina Giamas won the under 11 category as well, being, you know, a good few years younger than that age bracket. So she was really, really impressive. And then we also took away silver and bronze as well in the under 14. So and that was a really good start from that front. And then on Saturday, we hosted a big sort of inclusive festival for our primary football at under 9 and 10 and also our under 14 tag rugby. And those of the sort of parents and students that were here, it was just such a lovely atmosphere, all about participation and enjoyment, and a really nice way to start the year. And then this week, our first sort of official fixtures, lots of fixtures against Basis this week, some really good success so far. So we beat them 5-0 at under 14 football. That was really nice and quite convincing. And also in basketball at under 19 girls, which we always find quite tough against, especially Basis with their American heritage and their love for basketball. But we took a 24-10 win away there as well, which was a really good start to the year.
That was a really good start to the year. But of course, there are still plenty more things to come. I think we've got fixtures this week going on. And then obviously we're going to be heading into the holidays. There's a lot going on in October as well, isn't there? It's pretty packed.
Always. There's always things going on. So this week, yeah, we've still got some more games against Basis. We're going away there tonight and we're going to HAS on Thursday for some tag rugby and table tennis. And then, yeah, after Golden Week, it's full on, really, all the way till Christmas. So straight away, we've got more cross-country competitions. We've got table tennis competitions. Our swim team kicks off their campaign for the year. And also a big primary football competition over in Shanghai, which our primary team are really excited about. So, yeah, lots going on alongside all our weekly fixtures as well, and keeping our kids, you know, prepared for those big competitive events.
Yeah, excellent. We've had a bit of a rebrand as well, I think, for the sports, haven't we? New kits, all looking very very dapper in our new attire.
Absolutely, yeah. I was really, really passionate about this coming into this year. I think it's really important that those students who are representing our school, you know, we see that and we notice that around campus. And we've got a new training kit, which is Tiffany Blue. Which is Miss Richardson's favourite colour. So she ticked us off on that, and it looks really impressive. So we're trying to just get all of our students in that for our training. And we've also got new kits for our game, which so far has been a lucky omen with some of our results so far. But it's a big thing about identity and making sure that our students who are representing the school through sport do that with pride and with the lion on their chest.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got the big lion on the side of the building out there as well now, which you can't really miss when you come in, which is great because it looks fantastic, but also maybe a little bit of intimidation there as well.
Perhaps. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we're one big campus when it comes to sport, and that's something that we have a lot of pride in, and that all comes under the lion.
Brilliant. Are there anything that we're doing this year that we haven't done in previous years, new things that you feel you need to tell the community about?
So we're relaunching again our golf team. So our golf team was quite successful last year, and we went over to Thailand and our girls came second overall in the Fabicia competition, which was a mega, mega achievement. And so we're relaunching that. We're going to try and make that a little bit bigger and get some more competition for our students that maybe are developing in golf and giving them some more opportunities. And we've also launched as well today our tennis team for the first time. So, and again, that's going to follow a similar format to the golf in the fact that our students and we'll be looking to provide our students with opportunities to represent the school rather than sort of train them up from new, where we've got a lot of players outside of school training really hard with coaches and things, and we want to make the most of that and let them represent the school. And then we're also looking into netball being the big push with the dome being built, gives us an extra facility there and something that our students within the curriculum and have shown a real interest in. So netball as well being something that we're looking to expand.
I know that there are a lot of teachers helping out with the sports here and various different sports that we've got going on. But as you just alluded to there as well, we have been bringing in a lot of professionals from outside as well to support those teachers and really take it to the next level, haven't we?
Absolutely. So we've really, really upgraded our external coaches this year. And from a football perspective, we've got two UEFA A licensed coaches coming in supporting our football teams and our staff. In ensuring that we're providing the best football coaching possible. And the same with basketball. A really high-level basketball coach has come in. Big upgrades on what we've had previously. And already we're seeing the benefits of that, not just through results, but in performances in practice. And just the numbers we're getting engaged with football and basketball, especially being our two most popular sports. That expansion has really gone down well with the students.
How many pupils do we have engaged in sports this year? Because I think it's a rather large number, isn't it?
So already 300 individual students, and a lot of those are playing multiple sports as well. So, you know, this is definitely the most we've had engaged in sports since the schools opened. And these are only statistics from September. You know, these are going to grow throughout the year. We're looking to push 400 at least by the end of the year. And, you know, and let the power of sport be seen within the students' wider lives, their academic success as well. It's been a good start.
Yeah, it really has. And it's going to be an exciting year. I think there's, as you say, so much going on, so many people involved. Standard is going to be a lot higher this year. So, it should be an exciting year for sport. We are going to continue doing this, I think, aren't we? Keep everybody apprised of what's going on because there are so many fixtures. I think it's important that we kind of let people know what's going on. So we'll be doing this kind of more frequently now going forward. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Really looking forward to sharing more with our community about what we're doing in sport. And also, you know, any parents out there or the community that are listening to this and have questions, you know, I'd love them to reach out and spark some conversations.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for coming on and talking to me about sport, because there's loads going on. Very exciting. Can't wait to see how we get on this year.
Thank you very much.